Nobody knows.
We have to listen and listen and develop understanding. It's good to know that we do not know yet. Otherwise, we would try other way. But actually, since even right now, it can be the proven that it's impossible to go against the current of ignorance to be aware and understand it in the very beginning. One has to be very truthful, very sincere, but begin to understand that that should be known by the Buddha's words. Otherwise, what else can be known? Because they see it, and if they're still not knowing it as it is, no way to get rid of the idea of self. It's there in anything which appears. That's why it takes the words of Buddha to clean up the ignorance and the dirtiness of the kilesa. Just naturally, little by little, whatever appears is conditioned. Remember that, so that we don't need to go anywhere because it's already conditioned to appear to the object of understanding. But when there's no understanding yet, it's the object of many, many kusala, ignorance, attachment, just wanting to know it. And wanting is the akusala that should be eradicated, the second level truth, because it hinders. Ignorance and attachment hinders. It will go away little by little from hearing and considering and be natural. Whatever appears now is so real. Nobody can change. Nobody can make it rise. It has a reason. It appears now as seeing. Only that, just listen and listen. This is the way to keep one away from, turning away from the Buddha's words.
Because every moment to moment, we concentrate on that. We because I cannot express my meaning without the great truth.
I think that there is always the idea of self. I. But at moment of understanding, that seeing now sees is not I. Otherwise, I will concentrate, I will try to be aware, I will use effort and things like that.
It's just the way that when one moment succeeds by the other moments, and all the moments we just swimming in Dhamma, so we cannot be turned away and turn back.
But
to the
no way that is swimming or turned around or turned back or anything. Just different jitas, that's all.
Falls away already. Yeah. Everything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a citta sikkha. The good, how do you say?
Kusala and akusala.
The good...
Chetasika?
How do you say in Bali words?
The Kusala Chetasika.
Kusala Chetasika.
Just listen and understand that this is the words of Buddha, so it has to be studied carefully. No one just can understand and make anything like he taught us immediately.
I can feel why when I reading not sound.
It's the remembrance. The remembrance of sound. Otherwise, there's no idea what is there. For example, if we wrote the word Vietnam, and then when they see in that the sound of Vietnam from that scene.
We read Vietnam and then a sound in...
No. You just look at...
We read the visible object that's seen, but the sound is remembered.
Yeah. To
different moments.
Yes, different moment.
Without thinking about sound, there is no meaning of that word.
Yeah.
Can you see citta?
No, nhìn thấy được không?
No, I can't see. Can you see sanya?
Nhìn thấy được sanya không?
No. If there is no citta, can there be sanya?
Tâm thì có thể có sanya không?
Yes,
it's seven chetasita go company with chitta.
If we only think about it, there can never be the understanding of the characteristic of chitta and the characteristic of sanya, because we only remember that they arise together. But what are they? Different ones. So citta itself is not cetasika, but citta cannot arise without cetasika. Who knows the conditions for whatever arising now? By conditions, the elements. No one can do anything, but citta can experience only an object at a time. That's why you might think about sanya while sanya arises with citta. See? We're talking about sanya, but sanya arises with citta which thinks, citta which hears, citta which sees. Every moment, sanya is there with citta. So it's just understanding what is there, which Buddha taught, not what we think. Sanya, sanya, and citta, and citta together. Yeah.
And we don't have to think about where sanya is accumulated. It's enough to know that it accumulates, and the sanya from before conditions the sanya now. Sanya now conditions sanya in the future. But we don't have to think of a store place or where it is at all.
If you have a question?
Well, when sanya arises and falls away, and the sanya is gone, right?
All gone. So what is accumulated?
Citta does not arise only one. After it has fallen away, it conditioned the next citta immediately. So it's kept from moment to moment, everything. When we use the word everything, we mean the kusala and the akusala. For example,
so sanya arises now and marks and remembers its object, and that is a condition for it to mark and remember that object again.
Explaining it that way, I find easier, because we're not talking about something lasting or something that can be kept, because it does fall away immediately.
Completely, but it conditions or makes it possible for that, like a child learns that this is Jonathan, and that's a condition for sanya to mark and remember Jonathan again.
Yes.
In that sense, is it any different from the kusala and akusala tendencies? Because they rise and fall away too.
No, it isn't any different. I think it's when we were talking earlier, after the question that was asked about sanya when I first came back here. And Sarah, you said, you know, it's sort of, it's accumulated, but the sanya has fallen away. And I think, that's true, but I can see how this explanation that you, the way we're talking about it now, makes it easier not to think about something being kept.
It means it conditions that kind of reality or that other reality to arise in future. So cittas and cetasikas, kusala and akusala, cittas and cetasikas are accumulated. It means they are conditioned by those kinds of cheetahs that have, and cetasikas that have arisen before, but completely gone. So no storehouse at all.
So are you sure that there is nothing between the different moments of citta like that? I mean, you talking about condition. I mean the previous citta, win condition for the next citta. And because it happens so rapidly from this moment to the next moment, so that's why we have linked together. But between the two of them, the two moments, there's nothing.
No gap.
No
immediate follow. It succeeds immediately. The false awareness immediately succeeded.
But we say the moment citta and the moment citta and the moment citta, even it's so
and that not across like this.
Yeah. This moment. But already we separate it already, moment to moment.
Who separate?
No one can separate.
But it's so short, we cannot imagine. Who short?
I still wonder, there should be something that link together.
Nothing in between, no?
No gap.
No, you would die. You wouldn't be alive.
For example, this moment of citta is a moment of kusala. But the next moment of citta is akusala. It can be possible to happen like that?
No, there's something in between.
A different process.
There are processes. There will be processes of citta. There will be more. Jitas arise in processes. Some jitas, yes. Yeah, kusala and arise, that's right. Kusala and kusala jitas arise in processes. And, so there will be other jitas between them, but
Bhavanga
is one that often arises between processes, but even in a process there are various jitas, a sense door process, for instance. There are 13, 17 jitas in the process. And do you have the translation of John's book, don't you? Yes, that will be very early.
Someone forgot the sunglasses?
And is it conditioned by karma, temperature?
Some of it.
The jita, the one is interesting in mutation, the four
body. Is it clear to you now about what spirit is?
So it's not all the time the
she's at breath now. How do you know that there is breath now? Does it appear? But there must be. When you know the condition for breath to arise, then you know that there must be breath. So what is the condition for breath to arise? What condition breath? Without citta, nothing can condition breath. It's the citta which conditions breath. Yes, but not all citta. Some cannot condition breath to arise at all. That's why we learn to understand more about realities as the self. The seeing cannot condition breath. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. The other jitas can condition breath, but the other jitas besides the 10, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the arupa vajra vipaka, no breath.
So akusala jitas can condition breath.
Kusala jita
the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and rupa vajra and arupa vajra.
And the first moment, the rebirth consciousness cannot. And the dying consciousness cannot.
Sorry, the which one?
Dying consciousness
cannot.
The next moment.
But do the other cheetahs always condition breath? Always.
By conditions.
So whenever they arise, they condition breath.
So that means at any moment, every kusala, every atmosphere,
even while one is asleep,
it's conditioning breath.
That's breath, Bajibda. That's right. People think that they are aware of breath, but actually, it's not the breath conditioned by Bajibda.
No.
A moment of seeing, which is so common, and it's arising at each moment, but unknown is also.
Only Panya, the developer, knows the exact breath of the breathing in and out.
At the moment of breathing in and out, so many different cheetahs have arisen and fallen away.
One of the Tawashi lions.
Even Pawangachita can condition breath.
Can or does condition.
Yes, it does.
We were chatting a little bit about breath because last time I remembered that Minbao asked a question about breath and her practice of focusing on breath. Was that right, Minbao? Yes. And she mentioned that she is very interested in what we say and agrees with it, but still continues her practice on breath.
Tại vì cô băn khoăn cái hơi thở đó, cái đối tượng của hơi thở đó.
Jellyfish is a breath.
It sounds so sweet. Would like to know about the
jellyfish of breath. What would you like to know now at this very moment, or what would you like to understand now at this moment? Breath. Why? Why breath?
Because I'm still alive.
Does breath appear to you? Does it appear now, breath?
I think
you think, but it's not thinking. It now, whether it appears. If it appears, then one can tell the characteristic of it.
Are you breathing now?
So thinking appears, right? There is thinking right now.
Thinking is thinking.
Won't you like to understand it? The thinking, because it's now appearing.
I understand thinking
and seeing.
I understand what the Ajahn said.
So I said about breath too. But I don't mind what it's called. I just like to understand that characteristic which now appearing only. Which one? So that it can be object of understanding, otherwise no understanding of that which is now appearing. Would you like to understand visible object as not anything at all, only that which has its own characteristic that can be seen only? Or no use to understand that which is seen as it is?
I understand as the moment no sound, nobody.
Is that enough?
No.
So listen more and develop right understanding of seeing right now. Otherwise, there must be the clinging always to seeing as I see. Never understand seeing at all, if it's not that way. Is awareness anatta? Can you select any moment for awareness to arise?
I see visible object.
No I.
No, no.
What sees?
Seeing visible object.
It's only repeating, but it's not the moment of understanding that which now sees. It's not self.
She said once if we experience the visible object, then everything in this world will disappear.
It's only thinking about this and that. But when will the understanding of visible object and seeing itself firm enough not to move away from this moment which sees to understand it? Would you like to know it now? Or it's not time yet to direct experience with understanding of seeing right now? What hinders the moment of understanding it? It arises and falls away and it now sees. There's only the intellectual understanding about it. That's not enough. And what hinders such level of right understanding to arise? Why not now?
Woman. Woman. She answered your question that what hidden the level of right understanding is that the ignorance.
Not enough right understanding. Only that.
I would like to come back to Ajahn's earlier question. Why is it so important to understand breath? Because there are many realities arising now. Why especially breath?
She's been alive, so that it's important to remain.
What about the other realities?
Because the breath maintains the life.
What about karma? Doesn't karma maintain life?
Kusala karma.
Karma is what maintains life, not breath.
And we were discussing a little bit about how actually breath is conditioned by almost all cheetahs throughout the day, except seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and one or two others. So almost every cheetah, not birth consciousness, not Rupa Vajra or Rupa Vajra, but almost every other cheetah conditions breath. But what we think of as breath, for example, if we focus on breath or what we think of as the arising and falling away of breath, this is not breath conditioned by cheetah. It's an idea of breath. Actually, so many cheetahs have arisen and fallen away, conditioning breath in the time it takes to focus on what we think of as the arising and falling away of breath. So actually, it's a bit like if someone focuses on the abdomen or another or some part of the body, it's not the reality that is understood. It's
an idea that we call breath or the body or the abdomen. Yeah. So what we think of as breath, for example, we breathe in and breathe out, or there's the rising and falling of the abdomen. What we take for being breath is not breath, just like what we take for being the rupas of the body when we think of the arm is not, are not the rupas of the body.
She understands.
Thì thì mình nghĩ là đấy là cái nó duy trì sự sống thôi, cũng giống như là kiểu cái tay đây này. Mình nghĩ là cái tay nhưng thực ra nó là sắc thôi, yếu tố sắc thôi.
Tức là mình hình dung nó giống như là một cái hơi thở, tức là mình bản thân nó chỉ là một cái suy nghĩ thôi. Một suy nghĩ thôi, hay giống như cái tay chẳng hạn. Chị hay nghĩ về nó như là một suy nghĩ về đó, là cái tay nó là cái suy nghĩ của chị thôi. Đúng không vậy? I think it's just like a queue of ants. A queue of ants. Actually, from far, we see a queue of ants like this. If we're not clear, it's a line. Yes. It seems to be like a line. But actually, it's a ant ones to one. I mean, follow one by one. Yeah, something like that. Either that. Yeah. Or another example is a video. Actually, scientists already, scientists already talk about this and prove about this. The video we are seeing actually is a different point of colors. But we believe there is a cartoon on the TV or a tree, just winding, something like this, but not that way.
So what we take for being body or
abdomen or breath is not actually the rupa conditioned by chitta, which is very subtle.
It's so fast.
Nó thực sự nó không phải là những cái sắc mà tạo bởi tâm, bởi vì những sắc tạo sinh bởi tâm nó rất là nhanh, nó sinh ở dưới rất là nhanh.
So when Ajahn asked at the beginning whether breath appears, actually now breath doesn't appear, doesn't commonly appear. Visible object is experienced and appears and can be known now. But the very subtle rupa, that is breath conditioned by citta, doesn't appear. So when there's an idea of concentrating or being aware of breath, it's actually not that subtle rupa conditioned by citta. Almost every citta during the day, or like every citta now, soon after seeing has fallen away, every other citta in that process and in the mind or processes that follow condition breath. So it's conditioned, it arises, it falls away, but it doesn't appear.
I also want to talk
realities that
whether
appear.
It's not really correct. It's also a chance. Please help to me to correct it.
Yeah. But let's just come back to what appears now, because otherwise if we start getting into all the details about processes, I think we'll get more confused. Like Ajahn was stressing.
Bhavanda.
Like she was saying, the first thing is to clearly understand the distinction between those dhammas which experience and those which are experienced at this moment. So like now we're talking about what is seen now, what is visible, and we're talking about how visible object appears now, but the breath, the subtle breath, doesn't appear now.
Right, and I have a question for our friend here.
Let's.
What do you think is more important, a moment of awareness of visible object, a moment of awareness of seeing consciousness, or a moment of awareness of breath, or a moment of awareness of some other reality? Is one more important than another, according to the Buddha?
seeing, I think seeing.
More important.
More important. Seeing and thinking.
Mm. A moment of awareness of any reality is important. But I don't know that we can say that some realities are more important to know than others.
At this very moment, then, which object can be aware that is important?
Right. So there can be awareness of any reality that appears, and there cannot be awareness of a reality that is not appearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. It means that you'd like to be aware right now.
We cannot. I can.
Yeah. Would you like to understand the virtues of Buddha better? How far the difference between Buddha's understanding and us? So just listen and be coming to understand the words of the enlightened one. It's not just for reading or just listening and wanting to be like he said, but to see how far apart from one's own understanding and his teachings. Don't expect to have awareness of anything now. Just listen to see or understand his wisdom, his virtues. Getting closer and closer to understand, not just want to attain enlightenment or vipassanayana or anything at all. Because each word contains right understanding to the degree of becoming enlightened, like that which now experiences. See? Seeing now experiences, but no understanding of seeing as no self. It's only a reality, an element which is conditioned to arise. No one can have it arise at will. And as soon as it has risen, it falls away instantly. Just to arise to see, that's all. No one there, each moment. This is the world of thinking right now. Many people around here, right? But the world of the absolute reality is quite different. Because you see that now we have the idea about everything which is seen and heard, forgetting about that which experiences whatever appears now. The moment of seeing, the moment of hearing, the moment of thinking, without the experiencing, no world at all. But now it seems like we forget about that which is now experiencing all the time from moment to moment, because we have the idea about that which appears as something all the time. But actually, there should be the understanding between realities which experiences and that which is experienced, little by little, until there is more confidence of no self at any moment at all. Before there can be right awareness by conditions and understanding. Without understanding, if someone tells you, come and meditate and so on, can it be conditioned for understanding anything? So would you like to follow? No understanding, just to do what? Ignorance is there. So forget about awareness. Yes. But what about breath again? Forget about that, but just want to experience breath or think about it. Or anything which appears now is much better than thinking about that which doesn't appear. What is the object of clinging right now?
Hearing and thinking.
Yes, but what is that?
Mm.
Can anyone separate the visible object from the four primary rupas?
Visible object?
Mm-hmm. Is there any understanding the different realities? That which is seen is not that which can be touched.
Seeing with the visible object and touch with
body consciousness.
Yeah.
So at this moment, if there is no four primary rupas at all, can there be anything which is seen?
No.
So one can see that the seeing is a reality. Only a reality, different from the other reality, which can be touched or heard or smelled or tasted. And even the experiences is not the same. The seeing is conditioned by its proper conditions arising to see, and then that's all, finished. Never come back. At this moment of hearing is not the moment of seeing. So learn to understand all realities little by little. And when Panya develops, it can condition right awareness with right understanding. So do not think about awareness without any understanding. Just wanting to know something without any understanding. Is there breath now? Yes? Is there breath now?
Idea.
But I didn't talk about the idea. Mm. I talk about the reality which you take for breath. Does it appear now?
No.
So by thinking about wanting to experience that which does not appear, will you concentrate on breath anymore?
Is that a promise?
Promise.
How about you, Lan? Any interest in breath?
Is that can be a means? Can be a means.
Means to
even from concept also understanding also can be developed through concept.
What about that which is now appearing? Is it should be object of understanding because it's conditioned to appear? It's now.
Are you saying
this moment?
You're saying that focusing on breath is a means or way that the present reality can be known. Is that right?
Actually, on the path of spirituality, then a lot of qualities need to develop.
Who is developing?
Just the developing.
No. Understanding itself develops. No one develops at all. Right understanding develops from moment to moment of understanding.
How can focusing on anything be a means for understanding to arise?
Because as being mindful on the breath in and out is the, as I read on the sutta, that is when abandon the distract thoughts.
and who listened to the Buddha in his time. The one who doesn't know anything, who doesn't understand anything, or that one was ready to become enlightened, like Visakha, Anatta, Bindika. Years and years ago, of the development of insight, to be ready to understand what Buddha taught immediately. But now, what about seeing, trying to find other way to condition understanding, or just listen until right understanding develops from Pariyatti into to be Satchayana? See, he didn't just say Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. He also taught the five ascetics about Satchayana, Gicchayana, and Katayana. Now, at moment of hearing about seeing as not self, right? It's that which can experience only, which is conditioned to arise to see. This is Pariyatti, but it's not Satchayana, not firm enough. Otherwise, there must be the understanding of seeing right now, never move from it by desire or attachment. The I just want to have something from hearing, like Vipassanayana and so forth, not understanding what's meant by Vipassanayana or what is the real characteristic of right understanding at that very moment, which can penetrate whatever appear, like now, very naturally, because of the highly developed panya. So it doesn't mean that no understanding at all, just concentrate on anything. No understanding about that which is concentrated. For example, what is the object of concentration? If one would like to concentrate, what object is there? No characteristic. Whether it is the experiencing or that which cannot experience anything at all.
Sutta that about the unification awareness, Ajahn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awareness.
Unification awareness.
Unification awareness.
With what?
Usually unification is concentration, right? So is it...
Which sutta?
I think Avatara something.
Can anyone just follow the words in the typical path without understanding?
And when one has an idea of concentrating on object to get rid of distracting thoughts in order for understanding to develop, what is it that would like to get rid of these distracting thoughts? And is there a reality that can be known at those times too?
If too much distracting thoughts, then every time only thoughts, then that's the habit, or that's the situation of many people. That's not any wholesome qualities can be developed.
Why can't there be a moment of wholesomeness among the distracting thoughts?
Because the mind never be with any reality, is often go away.
But there can still be metta, there can still be dana, there can still be considerateness.
I think wandering mind is quite a serious habit of many. many people now.
Can that it be known as not self, that moment? Okay, it be object of right understanding.
Even that it is no one there, it's not self, non-self, but it is unwholesome quality that it should not be developed.
Yeah. No, should not be.
Shouldn't that be known as not self?
It should be known.
So, there can be right understanding of its characteristic little by little.
And when there is understanding, is that wholesome or unwholesome quality that's being developed?
But actually, the right thinking or understanding that not self is just very one moment and all day not so that one, wholesome.
So it's just a very brief wholesome moment or few, and then afterwards there are ideas of how can I get rid of my unwholesome cheetahs. So this is more unwholesomeness when there's an idea of trying to stop having distracting thoughts or trying to get rid of it or not being happy because it's unwholesome. This is just more unwholesomeness.
It can be the wise thinking that to develop wholesome qualities and not develop unwholesome quality. Not let the unwholesome quality overwhelm the mind.
Who let?
Not just the wise thinking.
Can ignorance understand the akusala as a reality? So what can? So why not develop understanding to know it? Buddha didn't tell that stop it or control it, but understanding it when it appears, when it does not appear, how can there be the understanding of that? So whenever it appears, it depends on whether it's the object of desire not to have it, or it's the object of right understanding with right awareness then, when panya develops. Otherwise, we just keep on talking about right awareness of anything which happens or appears, but only talking about right awareness when right awareness is not conditioned because not enough understanding. No one can have right awareness at all without right understanding developed.
And it has to develop with detachment from whatever is conditioned, not what I would like or not what I wouldn't like, but detachment from what is conditioned already at this moment.
Seeing sees now. What would you like if not to arise to see, like worry and all akusala? Is conditioned already, so it arises. Like now, seeing arises by conditions. Akusala also is conditioned by conditions. It depends on whether there's panya to understand either seeing or just akusala. The same, not self at all.
And who doesn't have distracting thoughts all day long? Who doesn't have distracting thoughts all day long?
We can.
Hmm?
Perhaps Arahant, but anyway, there's some.
Arahant, should that be developed too?
Yeah, it should be developed that long.
Why doesn't the Arahant have distracting thoughts?
Because not the mind doesn't goes to the sensual
because the understanding has been developed to that very high level, beginning with understanding whatever appears at the present moment in daily life.
That
not by trying to avoid this reality that one doesn't like and only have this one, but by understanding and developing detachment to whatever appears.
in one's life, in one's day.